Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
Oh, what great debates we have on this show.
People want to weigh in on it, too. We've been talking all morning.
Max thinks John Elway is not as good as Patrick Mahomes. Well, already.
Clearly that's the case. But
5 seasons into Patrick Mahomes' career.
As well as Joe Montana.
No.
You didn't say that.
Leave Joe Montana out of this.
Don't
throw
extra yeast on it.
Nope.
Key, don't do that.
Leave Joe Montana alone. Joe Montana was the dude.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No. I'm Dan Marino. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm Dan Orlovsky. I'm sorry, man. My
bad. Dan Orlovsky.
I apologize to you.
Oh yeah, that's Orlovsky, not me.
Yeah, well, same thing.
Confused Dan Marino with Dan Orlovsky.
Same thing. Ridiculous statements. Yes, same thing.
You guys want to take some calls on these?
Yeah, I certainly want to hear.
First off, I have a question. Are you guys okay? Are you guys?
Yeah.
The tension was. I feel it from when Key starts throwing out the player card.
Yeah,
That means. I know stuff's
about to get. Because I got to shut him down.
You know what I mean?
Didn't shut anything down. It means I win.
I shut him down.
But see, Key, when you shut him down, Max just takes that as extra fuel to keep going.
That's once Key plays the athlete card, I'm like, oh,
because
okay,
I get tired of hearing. That. So I gotta play. I can't play the race card. I got to play the athlete card.
You got to play that.
Because if I play the race card, then that's not a good thing. So I play the athlete card. People will feel different about the situation, right?
That's a good point.
The only reason why you argue with me is because I'm black, you know.
All right. Conrad in Milwaukee has some comments about the all-time quarterback list.
Conrad, are you there?
By the way, you know who wasn't on the list was Aaron Rodgers.
Stop.
Comrade.
I got something for you there.
You're on KJM, Kiss After
Dark.
Oh,
he's from Milwaukee.
There,
I'm thinking maybe Conrad. All right.
I like the way that sounds. KJM, Kiss After
Leo
Dark.
Leo in New Jersey.
All right, guys, you there?
Oh, no, Conrad's ready to talk. All right, Conrad, go ahead.
Come on, Conrad.
Well, this whole situation and this topic, I can't believe it. This makes me feel old. I was born in 1980. Football's been part of my family growing up. Green Bay Packer fans, big deal. I've been paying attention to football since I was probably 8 years old. I knew about Joe Montana, that whole situation. But also, you know, you look at like Bart Starr. This list is just so like condensed to like the modern era. That's my big, you know. I mean, Johnny Unitas was very good.
Unitas was the original gold standard.
You know, and then Troy
Aikman. By the way, you bring up Unitas.
He was like a nemesis to Green Bay. But Troy Aikman was amazing.
When Montana was setting the standard, it was really Unitas that he would – people like that – like when Michael Jordan, it was Bill Russell that was the guy.
Let the guy
finish.
Let Conrad finish his point, Max.
That's all right. We can't sit here and talk about Bart Starr.
He waited for 5 minutes.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Leo in New Jersey, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You can't do this to people, Max.
Watch me. Leo in New Jersey.
God.
Garden State.
Sorry about that, man, Conrad.
Oh, Conrad, you're lucky to have
Conrad. He has no manners.
God. Stand up, Leo.
I'm trying to have my cigarettes and coffee like you guys love, but I'm listening to these people, and I love Ears Orlovsky and his takes, but, I mean, this is absurd, this list. He's got three different generations of quarterbacks on it, okay? I mean, if you're going to throw Marino and Elway, you got to put Warren Moon, you got to put Montana, and you can plug and play a fifth. You got Brady up there, Ben, Rivers. I mean, then he's got Mahomes. Mahomes hasn't even retired yet. There's going to be plenty of other quarterbacks he's going to face. You follow me? Like,
wait, what was this about Rivers?
Makes no sense.
Absolutely, 100%. And we talk about plenty of other quarterbacks, and it's not so much Dan at this point in time. The attack is invading. The attack is on Max because Max has Patrick Mahomes better than Elway at this point in time. We haven't even mentioned Aaron Rodgers. His career.
Rodgers belongs on the list.
His career is not even better than Aaron Rodgers right now. His career is not.
Well, Rodgers has a better case to me than Elway versus Mahomes.
His career is not even better.
Well, although I don't know about that because Elway got to a lot of Super Bowls.
What do you mean? Rodgers went to a Super Bowl, 4 MVPs, and numbers-wise, if you want to get into the statistical side of it, he's playing in NFC championship games, multiple. So I don't even want to go there.
But that's
but that
the point.
That wasn't the debate.
If you look at Aaron Rodgers and how he was perceived MVP-wise, like when people really said, who do they think is the best, Rodgers is way, 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 way up on the list. when you look and Elway is good on the list, but not like Rod. He didn't win as many MVPs, didn't place in the top five as much, that type of stuff. So in his own era, Rodgers was considered year in and year out.
Could it be that Rodgers is also playing with less quarterbacks? He ain't in the air with Joe Montana and Dan Marino and Warren Moon.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning. Well, Peyton Manning was young then, but all of those guys, different time span.
Can I ask you guys a question? I know we're talking about MVPs and stuff, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, when do we start factoring in winning championships?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Winning championships get you over the hump for me. Much rather win championships than have MVPs.
Okay, so wait. I was getting there. So that's the
but
one thing.
But I got
thing.
There for you.
There's the one thing, okay? The other thing that Rodgers would be higher on the list. But then you talk about leadership and results in the end. And Elway made it to the championship many times more than Aaron Rodgers did. What I'm saying about Mahomes is he has both. He's perceived in his time.
How many championships does he have?
But Elway had two at the very end.
I understand,
Mahomes already is.
But now you're projecting, though.
Wait.
You're projecting, Max. You're not talking about what is right here for the. Why do you get so frustrated? With
because I'm trying to develop an argument, I'm cut off every time.
No, welcome to when I talk, Max. Welcome to every time I talk. Yes.
I feel like Jay. Yes. This is why he's always
I'm going to tell
this
you.
This is
your
why
point.
I'm going to come in with a hat looking like a bank robber next time. All right.
No, I'm a narc.
Narc, sorry.
There you go.
Now I understand the whole thing. Why you looked like Gollum that time I saw you in the hallway.
Finish your point.
The point is, Mahomes has both. He has the perception in the MVP finishes and all that stuff and the spectacular stuff, like Aaron Rodgers on an individual level. And he also has had the same kind of team success, more in fact, than Elway did, certainly at the same point in his career as Elway. He has been to five AFC championship games that he's hosted. He has been to three Super Bowls, very nearly four, and he's won a Super Bowl already through the first 5 years. That is like a combination of Rodgers and Elway, and he did it in 5 years.
Let me ask you a question, though. Is it, Jay?
It's a good argument.
Yeah.
That's why I
would I get in trouble? Am I?
In a big way.
If I get in trouble if I say I hate Max right now?
No, that's a lot.
No, you're not in trouble with me.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's not a lot. That's a lot.
Because I hate you right now.
All right. What's up?
You just tried to make an argument about hosting five AFC championship games.
That was step one.
Have you seen a division?
That was step one.
Have you seen a division since Patrick Mahomes? And that's a whole other argument that we'll get into, a conversation that we'll get into. About the division alone.
Same thing with Brady when he did it.
We're not talking
about
Tom.
Brady.
Brady's
about,
the GOAT.
We're not talking about Tom, though.
I'm just saying you're talking about hosting championship games.
Five in a row.
Elway's been in five championship games.
So, Max,
he went to five Super Bowls. It doesn't matter.
He's going to his third
and ever get to another one.
How many MVPs did Patrick Mahomes win?
So far, one. He's about to get his second, though. We know he's about to win it. Okay. Come on, you know
well,
he's going to win.
I don't know anything.
Okay, let's make a bet that Mahomes wins the MVP. You want me to give you odds, right, Jay, if we made that bet?
Yeah.
Right.
Because
it's about to get two. It's two.
So John Elway?
One.
Okay, how many championships?
In 16 years.
But you, that's not fair. So you're comparing.
You know how many second place finishes Elway had? One.
Well, Max,
how many top
who
five
cares
finishes?
Cares about what second and third place MVPs?
Because it tells
that
you where they rank in the era.
No one's ever brought that up in a conversation.
Yes, they have.
Ever.
No, they you're just not
just
involved
you,
in intelligent sports conversations.
Just you. It's
you're
only
in Philadelphia.
You.
You're talking
you're
to people
only,
like Pat.
You're only grading on the max scale of scales, bro.
That's right. That's the scale.
No one has ever said, you know what? So-and-so had the fourth MVP odds this year.
Actually, everyone who has real life sports debates, they do. They look at MVP. Place it. They look at MVP placement.
No,
because
they don't.
Yeah,
bro.
Well, you
you're
don't. That's why
up,
you lose
bro.
Arguments.
No, you're not making an argument. You're that's, just that's, saying randomness, bro.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, and Yates, apparently. Look.
Well, Yates is a producer.
That,
he can
that is,
on board.
That is when you talk about where a guy ranks, it's not one or nothing. It's not one or nothing. A top five MVP finish is better than not being considered in the MVP conversation.
I want to know what Randall. I want to know what Randall Jay. I'm sorry. I want to know what Randall from North Carolina thinks about this ridiculous, utterly ridiculous conversation that's taking place with Mr. Max Kellerman in boxing.
Go ahead. North Randall Carolina. In North Carolina.
Hey, what you got there? Hey, good morning. Good morning. I keep on hearing about these quarterbacks, and not once have I heard anything about the original TB12, Terry Bradshaw. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think from just being a kid and being around older players that in an era that played alongside Terry Bradshaw, and Terry Bradshaw has his four Super Bowls. he wasn't the quarterback per se, even though he has a 4 Super Bowls. The reason that they won those Super Bowls because of Terry Bradshaw. I didn't get a chance. I was such a young kid. I never really got a chance to see him play. I think I seen him play in 1 Super Bowl against the Rams, and I barely could open up my eyes at that point in time. So for me, I just don't, you know, the defense, all that sort of stuff in Swanee, and he's punished, I think, because of the team that he had around him. So I really don't know. From what I understand, Jefferson Street Gilliam was a much better quarterback but couldn't hold his personal life together is the only reason why Terry Bradshaw got the nod. That's from older players in the league that I look up to that told me these stories. So that's all I really can go on.
All right, Victor
big
in Oakland.
Strong arm, though, is what he was known for. Yep.
Victor in Oakland, what you got, man?
The rules have changed. Patrick Mahomes is playing playground football. Coaches did not allow you to play football like that. Patrick Mahomes can't even read a defense. He's going on his ability and ad-libbing. So I can't put him even in the top 10. Stats do lie. Coaching matters. There's a whole bunch of different factors that allow Patrick Mahomes to be Patrick Mahomes. You can't hit the quarterback. There's so many different rule changes. There's different rule changes in basketball also. All those things in basketball were violations. Gather steps, 3 steps, palming, carrying. So I can't compare this era to any older era.
But every, that's a very good valid point.
Everyone who succeeds in any era has the characteristics to succeed in that era. It's whoever's best adapted to the era is the one who winds up
rising. But that's the problem with comparing eras, though, because things are complete. Like, right. We're in a higher scoring era now.
That's why
in all of sports, right? And think about how sports are also built for TV purposes. Like, sometimes you have people or, you know, franchises or leagues that change the rules to make it a better product on TV. Higher scoring attracts more viewers.
Jay, and may I say that that's the reason, not it's the only thing to look at, that one of the things I look at is MVP finishes, because it gives you a sense, since every era is different, and you can't just compare numbers, it's not fair to the older athletes usually, that it gives you a sense of where they were perceived year in and year out among their contemporaries and compared to their peers. It's not either you're number one or you're number a million. Are you top 5? Are you top 3? Are you top 10? Year in and year out, what's the general perception of the contemporary audience of that player? Perception of Mahomes is he is among the very, very best every single year. Doctors in the house. Tries to help some NBA teams
fix
their problems.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Does your team need fixing? Dr. J can diagnose it.
Paging Dr. J. Dr. J to the ER. Stat.
This is Paging Dr. J.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance.
It is time for Dr. J. The doctor's in the house.
Put my making house
on.
Calls.
Put my gloves on. All right, so today, since we got the trade deadline coming up on February 9th, I'm going to do 3 Western Conference teams that I'm going to try to fix today. I'll save Key's team for last. But let's start off with number 1. I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns here, okay? There's been some stuff brewing between CP3, Devin Booker's been out, Monty Williams, a lot of talk around them having their little, you know, team chemistry challenge. And Jay Crowder has not played the whole year. Now, Jay Crowder kept it together for the likes of DeAndre Ayton, okay? He was the one guy through the highs and the lows, kept DeAndre Ayton kind of even kill. Now, you know, DeAndre Ayton has had some issues throughout the course of his tenure there with the Suns, got paid his deal. So with Phoenix, I'm going to get Toronto involved with Phoenix, okay? Masai Ujiri, we're going with James Jones, those two connecting. I'm going to give Phoenix OG Anunoby from Toronto for Jay Crowder, Dari Saric, and two unprotected first-round picks.
Woo!
Okay,
so Anunoby, two unprotected first.
I'm to OG
with the players.
I'm to OG is real.
No,
now.
He's a good
OG
player.
He's a great defensive player. He's a guy that can score. And it's a guy that's not
compared
really happy
Draymond
with his minutes
his
right
career.
Now because they've kind of shifted towards Scottie Barnes in Toronto. Okay, so I think that helps Phoenix, and plus it gives you a chance to be all in with CP3 in this last window you have for him to win a championship. Allowed him to get better defensively. You still have shooters. I think it works for Phoenix. Next up. Let's go to another Toronto product that I think actually is the most underrated player in the NBA. Underrated. Fred VanVleet. Okay? Now, look. The Clippers got a point guard problem a little bit. We've talked about this. They need somebody to be cool, calm, and collective, understand time and situation, slow the plays down.
Put him on the
you
Clippers,
get
Jay.
Into the postseason. Oof. I'm going to give Fred VanVleet to the Clippers for Luke Kennard, John Wall, and an unprotected 2028 first-round pick.
Yeah.
I think this settles things down for them.
Two.
Go ahead, Key.
No, nothing. I'm sorry. I wasn't for you. I was sneezing.
Okay, now you got Fred VanVleet rejoining Kawhi Leonard and Norman Powell, right? And my thing is he becomes an unrestricted free agent anyway, so like this gives him a chance to win a championship with that core unit.
And right. Meantime, Masai's got three unprotected firsts and some bodies, some live bodies.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, and obviously things aren't working out in Toronto right now. I mean, it was only a couple years ago that they had won a championship with Kawhi, and now it feels like Nick Nurse, who knows what's going on with Toronto and their chemistry issues. So last up, Key, your squad, Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know how you feel about this, but obviously I think you guys having shooting on your squad matters, right?
Absolutely. Everybody knows that.
Yep, we've seen the move with Rui Hachimura. We've seen what he brings to the table defensively. We see what he brings to the table getting to the rim, another big body as a wing alongside AD and LeBron James. I go to the Detroit Pistons. I give the Lakers Bogdan Bogdanovic, right? And the Pistons, I think they get Pat Bev, maybe Lonnie Walker, and maybe an unprotected 2027 first-round pick. So, like, you're not getting a high-level all-star key. But you can get a guy that's a versatile wing that can shoot the lights out. Automatically, he's your best three-point shooter.
He's the only plus shooter on the team, like plus shooter.
And by the way, like, you know, that you lose a first-round pick 2027, but I think that's a fair kind of – that gives a window to LeBron and AD and Rui with some other pieces to win it.
You keep Westbrook?
But you're giving an unprotected, though. That 2027 is right around the corner, opposed to if we'd have gave that pick away – 2 years ago or something like that, 2027 is right around the corner. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that is right around the corner, but then Russ comes off your books next summer. It allows you cap room to go out and get other pieces. You're kind of set up for another year to run at it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
it's
yes.
It's set up for another year to run at it without Russ.
But do you want to mortgage off the future for the unknown?
But that's really half your future.
And on top of that, who am I looking at in free agency next year that will really make a difference? And from a free agent standpoint, when Russ comes off our books.
There's always free agents. So, Key, and my thing right now is if I'm an imposing GM, I'm not just – unless I want to get Russ off my books, but what you guys are looking for, I'm trying to hold you guys hostage. It feels like your back is against the wall on the Russ thing. I think you're stuck with Russ for the
remainder
of the season.
Yes.
Isn't there a team
But that's
out
okay.
There like
yeah, it's not bad.
That's Russ, look, man, Russ is fine. He's not the Russ of a year ago.
Agreed.
Well, so he's fine. He's
kinda, still doesn't shoot.
But
it,
he's
though.
Not the he look.
Doesn't, it doesn't.
We're not
he does.
Going crazy the way we were about him being on the floor, starting the games, playing those
I'm
minutes.
Off the bench, yeah, man.
It's a different Russ.
That's but
so you
got to
get the money
about the playoffs.
If Russ was if Russ Jay was making a fraction of what he makes, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Agreed.
Right?
$47 million is a lot, though.
But I know. But if you can somehow get the $47 million out your brain. And just look at the player's ability and what the player's been able to do and his contributions. But the problem with that is you're looking at the contributions plus the money. and you're saying, well, that ain't anything. But if he was paying Russ $2 million, you wouldn't even say, you'd be like, oh, man, what a deal.
That's right, at $2 million. But it's too late. The reporting has been key that there's concern in the Lakers front office that come playoff time, defenses will still exploit, because Russ is still going to get a bunch of minutes, still exploit the fact that he's not shooting it
well. You're not seeing the best strategies throughout the regular season on how to defend Russ right now. I mean, that's
How big a concern do you think that is?
I mean, I think that's why you have to add a guy like Bogey. I mean, a guy like Bogey all of a sudden, you know, and also it helps you with, you can stagger those guys with your second unit, right? So when Russ is out there doing things because Bron's not out there, now you have Russ involved in pick and pop with Bogey. Like, it allows you to play with that AD Bogey a lot more. It gives you way more versatility for Russ. When Russ is able to cook at his best.
Especially against second units or tired first units. If you put Russ in there with some shooting, that's a different situation.
I mean, look, Yates, you tell me, because we talk about this all the time. I think Bogey, it's not the high end. It's not a Bradley Beal. But, I mean, Bogey, for his size, his frame, getting him out of Detroit, that is a piece that can help you get over the hump to get there a little bit.
I think it certainly could help you put yourself in a better position. But, again, do you want to give up what they're going to be asking for Bogey for the unknown, essentially, on what it really means when they get together?
Other than that, Keith, then you hold tight then. Then you hold tight, you stay up.
Well, I mean, they've been, when AD's been healthy, but then again, when, right? It seems like the Lakers are a different unit out on the floor. You know, they're in a tough spot. There's no question about it. But they're only, what is it, two games out of the fourth seed? I think that number is correct. It's not like they're that far from where they're at now to climb to the fourth and anything in between.
And if you have LeBron and AD healthy in the playoffs in this Western Conference, you just don't know. Anything could happen.
Yeah,
you're
three games back from the fourth seed.
Yeah, three from
Dallas,
the fourth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's,
that could swing in 2 weeks.
I mean, that's 4 through 13, Max.
So those shots that Bogey would be hitting are very high leverage shots.
OKC, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, congrats on being an All-Star, by the way, beast mode. But, like, OKC, who is in 14th place, is literally 3 games out of 4th place.
Crazy this year.
3 games out of 4th place.
It's crazy. And the Warriors can't win on the road at all.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Shelton in Kansas City. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Zach is in a hot seat right now. I mean, he knows he's in a hot seat. When I feel next season, if he's not balling, man, do like they did all those horrible quarterbacks this year. Put him on the bench and bring in Cooper Rush. And let Cooper Rush do his thing. And if all else fails, get that quarterback in the first round and let him do his thing.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us on ESPN Radio Series, XM Channel 80, ESPN 2 till 8 a.m., ESPNU up till 10 a.m. You can download the app. You can hear us on the click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. There we are. You can download the podcast. If you open your window, we'll shout.
Yeah.
And we're joined now by Rob Ninkovich. Yeah. And what up? Jeremy Fowler. What's going on, guys?
Yes, hey, sir. Not much. A little chilly out there this morning, huh?
What's up, Robert?
Hey, Key. What's up, man?
Jeremy weather, Fowler. Like it. Nothing. Just getting out of rehab because I've been dealing with Max Kellerman for an hour and a half, and so my
I needed to go
get some help.
Some therapy.
Yeah,
some therapy.
Absolutely, 100%.
If Mahomes retired today, he's a top five quarterback ever. Not ahead of Joe Montana.
I don't want to go down this track with this dude.
Orlovsky has him second. That's ridiculous. There's
second?
Joe Montana. Other than Montana, no one's ever had 5 years like this.
It's because he wants to have some great interviews with him. That's why he put him second.
Maybe that is the case, Jeremy, but the list is it doesn't even work. I mean, I get it. Dan feels a certain way, and you know, you don't have Joe Montana on your list. And Patrick Mahomes, we can argue. Montana, think about this, fellas, and you guys know, Jeremy, you covered the league, and Neek, you played in the league. We could argue, since Mahomes has been in this league, which I believe he came in 2018. Yep. He's obviously not better than Tom Brady.
Why not?
Not better than Aaron Rodgers. And if you really wanted to dig deep, he's not better than Big Ben. If you want to dig deep, if you just want to, you can argue that.
Ridiculous.
And how's it ridiculous?
Ben Roethlisberger, no year of his career was considered the best player in football ever.
I just said, you could argue it if you choose
to. Well, you could argue almost anything.
Because the guy's got a couple Super Bowl rings. He's played in AFC Championship games. And he is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Okay, the story is not finished on Mahomes. But when you look at the body of work that these other guys have had, the Peyton Mannings of the world and all them, man, come on, man, stop.
I would even.
Stop.
I'd even say like Troy Aikman.
Drew Brees. Oh.
I would even say like Troy Aikman.
Drew Brees as well.
Drew Brees? We didn't even say Drew Brees.
The difference is if we're
talking about a 5 year sample size.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Of what a guy has done and how that projects to the next 10, 15. He's on a track for top three. He is.
No, but I thought it was stopped right now.
If he retired today, guys, here's my point.
Stop today.
Here's my point.
Let me make a
comparison to another sport, okay? The pitcher for the Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. Yeah. He really had four absolute prime years. Maybe you want to say five or six. That was it, right? In those 5 or 6 years where he was in his prime, he didn't do anything else.
There are
pitchers who pitched 20 years in the Hall of Fame. Koufax is better than them, generally considered better than them, because the peak he hit was ridiculous, and he sustained it for a nice chunk. What I'm saying about Mahomes is, forget about the numbers. Of course it's going to be better than the old guys because the game has changed. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
I mean, where he is perceived in his time, right? He is considered, if not the best, the second best player in the league every year at the position. That was not Aikman. That was not Breeze. Elway had four top five finishes in a 16-year career. Mahomes is about to go to his third Super Bowl in 5 years. So he has all the team success, basically, that any of these guys have had, except for Brady because he played so long. And his individual success, where he's ranked in the league, surpasses most of these guys. His peak is higher. He's already sustained it for 5 years.
See, I have a hard time digesting like the statistics and the numbers, because when you look at the game itself, it is so different. Yeah. Even 10 years ago, how much it's changed. Like linebackers 10 years ago were 255. You know, now they're 230. Like it's just like so the passing game.
10 years ago, I was held up 10 yards down the field. Right now, they just let me go.
Yes. Not, you can't touch people. You can't put your hands on them. They're calling more down the field penalties. They're helping drive sustain. Because that's another thing, too. You throw a flag for illegal contact, it keeps the drive going.
Not only that, Nick, you can come off the edge and basically take a dude and power drive him head first into the turf.
Yes.
Now, you come off the edge and you touch him on the hip, and they look at you and go, 15 yards.
Jeremy, that's why.
Or they flop on the sidelines.
That's why what he and Nick are saying is plainly true, right? That's why I would never just compare the numbers. That's ridiculous. But that's the reason I look at where they are versus their contemporaries, versus their rivals. And that's what I use, because everyone's playing under the same conditions now. So why is he the dude that's killing the game way better than anybody else, right? He's killing this game better than Drew Brees or Troy Aikman killed their games, and they weren't ranked in the same
place. That's not true.
They were top three,
that's
top four. He's
true,
top one.
Though. That's not true, Max.
Drew was special a couple.
Was he ever considered the best player at the position?
Yeah, you could argue that.
You could argue. You could argue all the
like if we're talking numbers, Peyton Manning's probably the best, right?
Yeah,
regular season. Yeah,
But then we go by the Super Bowl. So many people put that extra weight on that, and that knocks them out.
And that's
so what knocks Mahomes out. He has everything.
And like people who played against Dan Marino, like, well, here's, surprised that many people said he's the best I've ever seen.
LeBron, you know? Right? He's about to, he's going to break the record, yada, yada, yada. I got a pair of Jordans on right now, right? 2-3, 2-3. So no matter what he does, no matter how many records he breaks, people are still going to say that Jordan is the guy, is the man, right? So, you know, with this whole, like, arguing and, oh, this quarterback, that quarterback, eras. You think about eras? You know, look at the NBA. Like, things have changed so much.
It changes all everything. The time with this stuff. But when you look at these lists, you leave guys off blatantly like Dan Orlovsky did with Joe Montana, which is utterly ridiculous.
And then
you make the mistake like Max has been trying to make by saying John Elway is not as great as Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a better player. It drives me nuts. And now I got to dive into this Dak Prescott situation with y'all, his expectations for next year, and Jerry Jones saying, hey, he's going to be our quarterback for the next 10 years, hopefully, and we want to renegotiate his contract. Is that a problem with y'all?
I would just want to say something real quick on Dak.
Okay.
I want to say something. I want you to listen to this. Okay. 2019, 11th. 2020, 26th. 2021, 23rd. 2022, 28th. Pass protection. Dak Prescott, offensive line play.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
Bad.
Yeah. Bad.
Bad.
It was in flux.
Yeah, it's been bad. You know, this dude's been in and out of the lineup.
So, that's near the bottom of the league.
Put Joe Burrow behind the 28th ranked offensive line.
Well, they did last
protection.
Year, and he went to the Super Bowl.
Well, he still got beat up. He didn't win it. But I'm just saying, this year, for example, he didn't get there because he was getting sacked. I mean, being under duress, being under pressure, like that's something nobody really looks at.
That's a real thing, man.
Of course,
like right.
That
knows,
usually determines the game.
Key is a receiver. It's timing. It's getting the ball out on time.
I've been trying to explain that sort of stuff to these dudes since I've been on the air with them, but you know, everybody got their own. They don't really understand
analytics,
when a quarterback
man.
Step up. He throws the pick in the San Francisco 49er game against. San Francisco and D'Amador Lenore jumps the route. It's a late throw. The only reason why it was late is because the dude was sitting in his lap, but he still tried to throw it. But people don't really understand all of that, Neek. And so you try to explain it to them. All they know is there was an INT and a possible pick six. And they don't understand that he couldn't step into the throw, that he was being pushed and the lineman was being pushed in his lap.
Bill Parcells, 10 quarterback commandments, throwing the ball away is a good play. It's a good play.
Yeah, but that's a different situation when somebody's pushed in your lap. You either can eat it or try to force it, and he forced it.
Prescott probably wasn't seeing the field as well this year as he has in the past, but he's still the same guy. Like, he's been in the league long enough to know he's probably the 10th best quarterback in the NFL. He's in that range. He's not at the highest elite, but he's really, really good. And I think next year you're going to see the Cowboys set him up, try to get the offensive line a little healthier, maybe add some pieces, try to re-sign Tony Pollard, you add maybe an Odell Beckham. Now you have more support. I think those interceptions will come down. But they're going to have to keep re-signing him because of the way the contract's set up, right? Mm-hmm. He's got a huge cap number, $49 million, I believe, this coming year.
That is correct.
So they're going to have to continually try to find relief there, and I think that's why you're going to see Dak stay long-term.
49 this year, 52 next.
Yeah. That's why my son, he's a quarterback right now, playing
flag football,
6 years old.
You re-sign him, you extend him out, you give him all that money, because 31 of it is fully guaranteed. Mm. So you just push it around and play with it. Push it, keep the kick can down the road.
Jeremy, you hit on something just then, I think. Like, our brains are prediction machines, right? Like, when you get off a treadmill, the reason it feels like, I feel like I want to go forward is because your brain is anticipating it because you've just been on the treadmill.
Yeah. I haven't gone on one
Dak
of those,
Prescott. Dak Prescott, we were anticipating that he was going to wind up in a certain place, right? And a lot of the Dak backlashes. No, he's still about the 10th best guy. It's been that way for a while. It doesn't look like it's going to get better than that. And the difference between what we thought and what we're experiencing, I think, is why people are kind of down on Dak. But he's pretty good.
He's good enough to win a lot of games and probably get you deep into the playoffs with the right team, but he's not going to carry you when you have deficiencies.
Can you guys stick around? Because we're up against it. Can y'all stick around?
We're up against it. Oh, there you go, Key.
Well, because otherwise, we messing with you, we'd be here till 8 o'clock. You saying the same thing.
That's a projection. Is Nick Sirianni just along for the ride? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
My first year here, I mean, they probably didn't even want to draft me here. You know, it's probably one of those things, but it always handled itself.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Here is the question of the moment. Is Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, just along for the ride? Julian Love, defensive back for my beloved New York Football Giants, was on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. And said the following. Listen to this. Listen to the question and his response.
What do you make of Sirianni's act, that kind of coach, the sort of screamer coach, the intense kind of guy? You like that?
I don't know if I like it, but I respect it, I guess. He's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team.
Julian Love, who has he's good with the media, Key, but boy, those guys on Good Morning Football, they got him to step in it. He tried to, like, there was nothing controversial in his original answer, and when they pushed a little bit more, they gave us a topic here, Key.
Well, that's not very good with the media. Like, come on, man. He'll learn from that. At the end of the day, he may be a little hurt that the Eagles waxed the Giants at the level that they did. You know, he may feel a certain way, but he is completely wrong. This is not Barry Switzer in the Dallas Cowboys, where all of a sudden you're on autopilot and you're just there to wear a cap on the sideline while Aikman and Emmitt and Michael and Deion and everybody else put it on autopilot. That's not what this is. He actually is coaching this football team and getting them and putting them in the right positions defensively, offensively, special teams-wise, along with Howie Roseman, to be in the Super Bowl in Arizona. So, Julian Love, that was talking out of frustration because of what happened to them. I can almost guarantee you that. I can almost guarantee, like, come on, seriously? Because if he was on that team, you think he'd be saying that?
I think it's a great job at interviewing a guy, actually, because at first he packaged it up very nicely, Key, right? Yeah. And then they pushed and they hit the right button, right? Like, he didn't give anyone anything. And then they hit, and he was being, and yet he was also being honest. I liked the answer up until they were
honesty is not real honesty, though. Because if you know football, which he does, he plays it, he know doggone well that this is not the Dallas Cowboys in Barry Switzer. If he would have said, oh, you know, the Cowboys, they want autopilot with Barry Switzer and they could just coach themselves and anybody could coach them. Yes, anybody could have coached that team.
Hold on, let's listen to it again because I listened to the technique used here in the interview to get him to say what he said. Did he really say anything that egregious up until then? Listen.
What do you make of Sirianni's act, that kind of coach, the sort of screamer coach, the intense kind of guy? You like that?
I don't know if I like it, but I respect it, I guess. He's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player, and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team.
So key. He starts by saying, "I respect it." They're trying to get him to say they don't like it.
No, he started off by saying he really does not like it, but he respects it.
But he respects it, right?
That's fine. But I would say 75% of the league coaches the same way. They're going to scream at the referees when something is done wrong. They're going to get fired up, especially when you're young. Andy Reid ain't trying to do no screaming and yelling at the referees. He might bark once or twice. But he's not doing that. Belichick, same thing. But when you start to get Sean McVay, Mike Tomlin.
Why when they're young, Key?
Because they got more energy.
Just energy.
They got the energy to do all of that.
Yeah.
No wizard old head coach. Like,
the wizard.
You know, they just doesn't want to do it. It's like too much brain surgery to be running down and telling the referee, I know what a blank I'm supposed to be. And it's too much.
That's why
much
one of the
energy.
Funniest things in the world is when you look at the face of an old wizard coach when something like that happens and you know what they're thinking.
You think Wade Phillips is, come on, man. When he was coaching the league, Wade was like, we'll deal with it in the committee meetings.
Wait, by the way, people who play for Wade Phillips love that dude.
Yeah, but yeah. He's not the screamer in the yeller type. At the end, with Coach Parson, Bill wasn't doing all that yelling, man. He might bark a few words, but he wasn't running down, doing all this screaming and yelling. And you know, Pete Carroll right now, he's not doing the same things he was doing 10 years ago. You start to look at the coaches in the landscape, you know, it's like when you're young, you can waste energy. When you're an older guy, you preserve that energy. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, that's why I say about 75% of the league coaches – the way Nick Sirianni coaches in terms of his expressions.
So, Key, before we get out of here for the hour.
For the hour. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. But what do you think, like, evaluate Sirianni for me. And it seems to me he's doing a very good job. But what's your evaluation of Sirianni so far?
He's in the Super Bowl, Max. There's nothing else to say. I think he's done a tremendous job. The quarterback has certainly evolved in a season – For this year opposed to last season, the team is different, right? The players are playing a certain way. You've got to get them to play that way. You cannot just drop anybody in to a roster and expect for it to hit just because. The Dallas Cowboys, they were experienced. They had veterans. They had Hall of Famers. They actually did not need a head coach to go on and win that Super Bowl. They did it themselves.
That ain't the Eagles.
It ain't the Eagles.
Already a top five all-time quarterback, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.